Manuscript Releases, Volume 2. Mr. Number 97. Simplicity in Dress. In the visions of the night, I was in a council meeting where were being discussed some matters pertaining to the medical work in the District of Columbia. Some present expressed it as their best judgment that when the sanitarium buildings in Tacoma Park were completed and equipped, the sanitarium in the city should be closed. Then one of divine wisdom and understanding spoke of the importance of maintaining in the city every possible agency for exalting the principles of Bible truth. The seeds of truth should be sown among men of influence in the nation's capital. The sanitarium is an important agency in disseminating the light that should shine forth to the men upon whom rests the responsibility of making laws for the nation. With the sanitarium in Washington, there should be connected physicians and helpers who can represent the truth as it should be represented. A sanitarium in Washington will lead to an acquaintance with our institutions at Tacoma Park, for which earnest efforts should be put forth to secure the very best possible talent. God desires the light of truth to shine forth to counselors and senators, that much blind prejudice may be removed. A serious injury would be done the cause of God, were the sanitarium that has been operated in the city of Washington now to be closed. I am hoping to see sufficient means given by our people to enable the various branches of our work to be perfected in the important city of Washington. I have written this hurriedly, that it may go in the mail this afternoon, but I hope to write more later. We shall not, here in Washington, expend large sums of money in purchasing land and erecting expensive buildings. We are here for no such purpose. The instruction I have received is that our sanitarium and school buildings are to be moderate in size. Last night I was awakened before 11 o'clock to listen to words that must be spoken to our churches. I wrote many pages, and at 4 o'clock lay down for a little while. The work here, Washington, is moving forward in clear lines. It was important that we should be here to help the workers in council. In the work that is done on the buildings, no money is to be expended for display. The buildings are to be plain and modest. A mammoth sanitarium is not to be erected, for this is not to be a modern Jerusalem. We have told the workers this plainly. We cannot expend all the means in one place. We must make careful, economical plans. In the city of Washington, zealous, earnest work should be done. In every part of the city, chosen men should be set at work to give the message of warning. Let every effort possible be made for the conversion of unbelieving friends and neighbors. Talk with them about the truth for this time. Pray for them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Matthew 7 verses 21 to 23. I urge our ministers in Washington to labor as much as possible in the field, where they can give the message to men who know not the scriptures. Some of the time spent in the discussion of business matters should have been spent in earnestly seeking the Lord for divine power and guidance to cleanse their souls from sin and be converted. It has been presented to me that the Lord had rich blessings for his people in Washington. In the publishing work, in the sanitarium, there was a rich spiritual experience that the leading men should have obtained, but they did not. But much time was occupied in dealing with difficult problems that should not have been touched until by humiliation of heart and by prayer the converting power of God had been realized. The Holy Spirit was waiting for confessions to be made, but with many there was a blindness as to their true spiritual condition. Confessions should have been made with that humility which results from an abhorrence by the individual of his unconverted soul. Several years ago, the Lord instructed me that we should establish a sanitarium in Washington, and that it should stand separate and independent from the sanitarium at Battle Creek. Ever since my return from Australia, light has been clearly given me that those who are firm in the faith should place themselves decidedly on the Lord's side, and that they should work with all their God-given power to counteract the centralizing influences that have developed round the medical work in Battle Creek. The Lord has plainly instructed me that we must not permit the medical men in Battle Creek to sway the work in Washington, because, unless greatly changed, they would exert a strong influence to thwart the plan of God in that important center. While these men continue to follow principles that God has condemned, how could the Lord be honored by having the Battle Creek mold placed on all our medical institutions? Those who give shape to our medical work in Washington should be sound in the faith, understanding clearly the principles of the truth that in positive terms has been given to us as a people. From time to time the Lord has presented many things before me regarding the perils of our physicians who are associated together at Battle Creek. At various times Dr. Kellogg has been presented to me as walking in a false show, desiring to have the credit of being the first in medical missionary work. By his remarks he sometimes gives the impression that he is the author of the medical missionary work. But this honor does not belong to any man. It is the Lord, not man, who is the teacher and leader of his people. God has moved upon the hearts of men in different places to engage in this work. He has given them wisdom to plan and devise, and they have carried forward the work that he has laid upon them. It is his purpose that Dr. Kellogg shall give close attention to the work devolving upon him, and that he shall leave his brethren free to do their appointed work as the Lord shall direct them. We have seen the school buildings. They are an object lesson of how our work should be done. Now we must advance another step by putting up the main building of the sanitarium. This institution will be needed in connection with the school and the education of students. It would be a great mistake to leave the sanitarium till the last. Let a strong force be organized and put to work in the erection of the sanitarium. Let the best designs be followed, and make everything as complete as possible with the means allotted to the work. It will be for the best interest of the sanitarium to plan for the erection, later on, of several small cottages. These cottages will be a great blessing in many respects. Patients will come who will need greater quiet than can be obtained in a large building. Those who are too sick to go up and down stairs, even in an elevator, and who cannot bear the opening and shutting of doors, will gain a great blessing from the quiet of these cottages. The school and the sanitarium should be closely united in their work. The one aim of the work done in both institutions should be the saving of souls. What is truth, Bible truth? What does it comprehend? In our institutions, these questions are to be answered. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. This is the true higher education. The students are to be taught to carry a burden for the souls for whom Christ has given his life. The teachers in the college should be prepared to give health talks before the students. There should be no cramping of the sanitarium work at Tacoma Park. I have been shown that the national capital should have every advantage. The workers there are to bring the truth before the ruling powers, and means must flow into that field in order that the work there shall make a presentation that will commend it to those who are accustomed to refinement and plenty. No mean impression must be given to these statesmen, whose only knowledge, perhaps, of this people and the third angel's message may be received through the sanitarium work. It will be very essential that the means expended for the work in Washington shall be economically handled. These words were spoken regarding the work in Washington. The work at the heart of the nation is not to be handicapped. The sanitarium must do its part in convincing the influential men of America of the importance of the third angel's message. And our books must be handled in a way that will secure their largest circulation. In the completion of the Washington sanitarium, let simplicity and good taste prevail. This institution is to do an important work for the people.